Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are digging into something very specific, but also something that's really universally applicable to anyone running a business.
Yeah, we're talking about corporate compliance, specifically the on-the-ground physical requirements a business needs to stay legal in Louisiana.
And we've been going through some fascinating source material from a company called Lafayette Process Servers, LLC. Our mission here is to figure out why they argue that picking the right local certified partner isn't just an administrative choice.
They frame it as a foundational part of your legal defense. It's about this an interesting dual role, the registered agent and the professional process server.
Right. So the big question we're trying to answer is, why is this so non-negotiable? Why does a simple thing like an address become potentially a huge legal vulnerability?
It's a great question. And it all starts with the state mandate. When you form an LLC or a corporation in Louisiana, the Secretary of State says you must name a registered agent.
Sometimes called a domiciliary agent, right?
Exactly. And this agent becomes the company's official legal lifeline to the outside world.
Okay, so what defines that lifeline? Because this isn't something you can just, you know, handle with a P.O. box or a forwarding service in some other state.
No, absolutely not. The law is incredibly strict. The agent must be physically located in Louisiana.
A real street address.
A real street address, yes. P.O. boxes are completely forbidden. And here's the most critical part. They have to be available at that address during all standard business hours.
So 9 to 5, someone has to be there.
Every single business day. That continuous physical availability is, well, it's the legal trigger for everything else that follows.
All right, let's break that down. The registered agent's critical job. If they're this official point of contact, what is actually flowing through their hands? What are they receiving?
It's basically two major categories of documents. The first, and by far the most urgent, is what's called service of process.
Okay. And that is?
That's the official stuff. A summons, a subpoena, an actual lawsuit. It's the court's way of officially telling your business that you're involved in litigation.
So missing that is catastrophic.
Catastrophic. And the second category, it's official state mail.
So less urgent, but still important.
Very important. Things like your annual report filings, tax notices, critical messages from the Secretary of State. You know, if you miss a lawsuit, you could get a default judgment against you. If you miss state mail, you could face fines or even have your company dissolved.
Now, this is where the source material gets a little provocative. It warns that these cheap $49 national services are a critical mistake. Why? I mean, if they scan and email the document to you, where's the actual failure?
That's the key question, and the source material is very clear. The failure isn't about mail speed. It's what it calls the legal fiction of availability.
A legal fiction.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. The law demands a staffed physical office where someone can be served in person from 9 to 5. A national mail forwarding center might get you the document, sure, but can they prove to a Louisiana court that they meet that strict in-person state-certified mandate?
I see. So it's about compliance with the letter of the law, not just the outcome.
Precisely. The source positions the local expert, in this case, Lafayette Process Servers in Cairn Crow, as your first line of defense, because their entire structure is built to meet that state mandate first.
And that certification you mentioned,
yeah,
they're officially certified by the Louisiana Secretary of State. That sounds like the real differentiator.
It is. That certification is proof. It's the state saying, yes, this entity maintains a functioning, staffed office as required by law. And then they add what they call the process server advantage.
Which means?
They're not just administrative clerks handling mail. They are professional process servers. The second a lawsuit hits their desk, they instantly understand the urgency, the deadlines, the legal procedure.
So it's domain expertise baked right into the mail receiving process.
Exactly. That's the value proposition the source material is really pushing.
What about business owners who just name themselves as their own registered agent?
Yeah.
People do that to save a few bucks, right?
They do, and it's technically allowed. But it's almost never a good idea. First, you have to list your personal address publicly.
Oh, it's not great.
Not great at all. And more importantly, you are legally required to be at that address every single business hour. So if you go on a sales call or to lunch and a process server shows up,
the service could fail.
It could fail or create serious delays and confusion in you responding to a lawsuit. It's a huge risk.
And what if business has already made that mistake?
Yeah.
How hard is it to switch to a professional service?
It's actually very simple. You just file a form, a statement of change of registered agent, with the Secretary of State. It's a simple administrative step, but the sources frame it as a fundamental upgrade to your company's entire legal posture.
Okay, so that's the registered agent side passively receiving these critical documents.
Hmm.
Let's shift gears now to their other role, actively executing the service of process for clients.
Right. This is where they put on their process server hat. This is for attorneys, businesses, anyone who needs to make sure the other party in a court case is officially and legally notified. The integrity of that process is everything.
The source material walks through their secure document portal. What's the legal thinking behind that process? Why all the specific steps, uploading documents, entering the address, waiting for an invoice?
It's all about creating a clean, clear chain of custody by making the user input all the details, who to serve, where to serve them, any special instructions. They're creating a perfect record of the client's request.
An auditable trail.
An auditable trail from the very beginning. And requiring payment upfront through an invoice ensures that once the process starts, it doesn't get held up by billing issues. With court deadlines, you can't have delays.
And this all connects back to their local expertise, right? The source says they're in the Lafayette Parish Courthouse pretty much every day. What advantage does that give a client?
It's a huge strategic advantage. It means they have immediate access to the 15th Judicial District Court, the 15th JDC.
So if a document needs filing right away,
or if an attorney needs someone to quickly pull a document from a court file, that local presence saves critical hours, maybe even days.
And this is where they bring up the founder, Scott Frank, and his 20-plus years of experience.
Yeah, and that's not just, you know, a marketing line. It's about preventing those rare but catastrophic errors that only someone with decades of experience in that specific courthouse would even know to look for.
That makes perfect sense. And it leads us right into our next section, the absolute necessity of maintaining legal boundaries.
Mm.
The sources are filled with these really strict disclaimers.
They have to be. It's a protective wall, and it's a critical one. The source material is, I mean, it's completely unambiguous about this.
What do they say?
That their staff are professional process servers, period. They're explicitly not attorneys or lawyers.
So no legal advice?
Zero legal advice. They can't represent you in court. They can't speak for you to the SEC or the IRS. Their job is purely ministerial.
Meaning?
The secure, professional, and timely transmission of legal documents. That's it.
So for you listening, let's make this practical. Your business owner, your registered agent, just sent you a service of process of summons. What's the number one takeaway from this deep dive?
The source material screams this from every page. You must call a qualified attorney immediately.
Not tomorrow, not next week.
Immediately. To discuss your rights, your deadlines, your options. All the information they provide is for educational purposes only. It is never, ever a substitute for real legal advice from your own lawyer. They deliver the message. Your attorney builds the defense.
That separation of duties is key.
It's the core of their professional integrity.
So to pull this all together, the main insight here is that, at least in Louisiana, your corporate defense is fundamentally tied to your physical presence. Choosing a registered agent isn't just about cost.
No, it's a foundational legal decision. And I think the lesson is universal, really. Your legal defense is only as strong as your weakest link.
And in this case, that link is your official point of contact.
Exactly. The law in Louisiana demands that staffed physical office and that professional certification is the only way to really prove you're meeting that mandate. You just can't risk a default judgment over a cheap mail service that fails the physical test.
Okay, we've covered a lot on mandatory availability. So here's a final thought for you to consider. If the law demands the registered agent is available 9 to 5 for official service.
Right, the strict legal window.
But their document upload portal advertises that they are, and I'm quoting, available 24/7 to assist you. What does that crucial difference tell us?
Oh, that's interesting. Well, it tells me they make a very clear distinction between customer convenience and strict legal compliance. They're available 24/7 for you, the customer, to take your order, to answer a question. But for the binding official legal part of their job, they adhere strictly to that 9-to-5 requirement.
So they're running on 2 clocks, essentially, a business clock and a legal clock.
Exactly. And understanding that two-tiered approach, I think, is key to seeing how they balance modern business needs with unwavering legal adherence.
A really vital distinction. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Mm. We hope you feel better informed and ready to make smarter choices for your own legal foundation.